Everyone, Jason with Dukes, your local city guide, and welcome to another one of our video blog posts. I gotta tell you, these things are so much fun to do. I love doing these posts. I love speaking with all these different people and business owners and organizations and everyone in between and finding out all the cool things that people are doing during this COVID-19 crisis of ours right now. As the filming of this call, we are still knee deep in COVID-19, but you know, there is a light, there is an end of the tunnel out there. We will get there, we will persevere. And in the meantime, it's really important for all of us to be sharing, you know, different way things that we're doing in our businesses, different things that we're doing to adapt our businesses, to pivot our businesses, you know, like to like literally still keep the lights on, but more importantly, try and keep some money flowing into the bank or positioning ourselves for post-COVID life. Now, to that end, we have on the call today Mukul of Mukul Apps. Hey, Mukul.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing today?
Good. So I got to tell you guys, Mook and I, we go way back, like 2012 back. That's like an eternity. That was like iPhone 3, iPhone 4, I think, was just coming out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy time. Yeah, so I met Mukul back in 2012 at an app meetup, actually. And he's one of the founders, one of the main people behind Mukul Apps. So yeah, so tell us a little bit about Mukul Apps, what you've been up to for the past 8 years, some of your successes. You can tell some of your failures too. We're all people here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I guess in any business you have a little bit of everything in it, on it. So started Mukul Apps back in 2012, but shortly before actually I met yourself at that meetup. And in the last 8 years, we've done probably over 100 apps. We've sold a number of apps. We've had some pretty good successes on it. We've had some bigger projects that haven't worked on it as well. So we've kind of seen all different aspects of the app game. And we started Mukul Apps in the iOS space and moved over to Android. And as of now, with COVID-19, we're actually getting the Shopify app space, which seems to be a very good fit versus what we were doing before.
So for those of the people on the call or looking at the blog, for those people who aren't familiar with Shopify, do you want to just give a little bit of background about what Shopify is and how it works and what your role is in that?
So Shopify basically is an easy way to start an e-commerce store. So selling online, obviously, right now is massive. And with COVID-19, the industry is just booming, right? So it's doing really, really well versus a lot of other industries, which unfortunately are not seeing that kind of success with it. So what Shopify app does is it's basically like the WordPress plugin. An app would be the Shopify app store. So what we've started off is in translations and currencies. So translation app we released translates a Shopify app store to different languages. So we can open up your, say, store to different countries around the world.
So if I had a Shopify store and I'm selling product online, and now I really, really need to sell product online because my retail store is shut, using your plugin, we can have the contents of that store and the contents of my product descriptions translated into any language that the user wants. Is that the way it works?
Yeah. So what we do is we actually use Google Translate just because we want to make sure the accuracy is there. And they've obviously spent a lot of money in perfecting the translation, right? So we actually just power it by Google Translate, which is a little more expensive, but it gives a better user experience. And everything is about giving a better user experience.
Sure.
Right? So yeah, so when someone comes to a site, they'll automatically detect into the language based on the country that they're in. And we're doing a couple of other cool things as well. Like we've had analytics in there, right? Somewhere like Ireland, 99% of people in Ireland actually speak English. So translating it to Irish actually would be counterproductive, right? And you'll learn that through the analytics that when someone goes there, they'll translate from Irish right back to English and rather read it in English because that's just how it is. So we've added some cool things on it. So yeah, it's a pretty cool industry so far.
Yeah. And so you've done the translation app. And then you have a couple other Shopify plugin apps in the works or ready to launch really, really soon?
Yeah, so we have three projects on the go. There's a transition one. We also have the currency one, which is in the go. And then what we're doing actually, just with COVID-19 and that, we're pretty fortunate to stay at home, right? Like I get to stay at home with my family and I'm pretty fortunate. And the only reason we can do that is the essential service workers and those guys actually go out there every day and they take the risk of doing that, right? On it. So since this all started, I've kind of looked at a way that we can get back and something we can do. So after working with the developer on the Translate app, the idea came and I'm like, you know what, why don't we build a notification app which can easily let store owners and other customers know what they're doing and build a bunch of content around COVID-19 on it. So you know, there's pre-populated messages on there. If you really think about it, it's either going to be around shipping, or it's going to be around storage and open your clothes, or stuff like that, right? So if we can just create the content and they just plug in their stuff, make it easier for store owners to actually get their message across to their customers. And that we're just giving away for free on it, just because it's kind of our way of giving back through this whole situation.
Yeah. So if I have a store, I have a Shopify website, and you know, maybe my curbside pickup hours changed, or something changed with shipping, we need to, you know, we need to add on an extra day for shipping because UPS is all backed up or something. These are the kinds of notifications that I can just type in on the back end of my Shopify website, and then through your plugin will automatically show that information to all the customers and all the visitors to the website. And the store owner doesn't really need to do anything else besides that, right? They just need to type in the notice, and then through magic, it just appears on their Shopify site, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Because I'm assuming one or two things. I'm assuming either the store is not doing well, and that's obviously a big panic, so they're busy, or the store is doing really well, right, and they're busy with that. So yeah. Store owners are busy. Small business owners are usually very busy with it. So you also want to make their life easier and create a great customer service experience.
Yeah, and I imagine for a lot of these store owners who, you know, being online, selling e-commerce online might be a brand new thing to them. They might have only started up in the past 4, 6, 8 weeks. Like, I've been reading reports on Shopify, and Shopify usage has just like exploded. It's gone through the roof. It's like one of the second most valuable companies in Canada right now in the tech industry. Like, some crazy, crazy stats. And a lot of these owners and users, they really don't know anything about the tech behind it. They just need to sell their products. So for a lot of people that are new to selling online, having plugins like yours, which can translate my entire site into another language, show me different currencies for some of our international buyers, and now sharing very highly relevant, you know, moment by moment relevant information regarding COVID-19 and, you know, curbside pickup and whatever it is with the audience, I think is really, really valuable. So the store owner can just do what they need to do, which is just, you know, fill those orders and get those orders out the door.
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, you're right though. Shopify is now the second most valuable company in Canada, which is kind of crazy. After Royal Bank, usually it's Royal Bank holds number one, right? But it's like the second. So it's going through the roof, which is great. So it's a great time. The other thing I mentioned is that with COVID-19 coming, we kind of, once it started hitting, we kind of pushed our efforts away from iOS and Android and more towards Shopify, just because there's a huge opportunity there. Store owners are going to need these things to help their customers.
And have you seen other COVID-19 related plugins, like on the Shopify App Store? Is there other companies that are doing something similar to you? Are you guys like at the forefront of offering the relevant solutions?
So I have actually not seen any that are completely dedicated around COVID-19. That's part of the reason that we're doing the free plugin or the free app for the Shopify store, is because just I've not seen anyone actually do it, right? So I'm like, you know what? Just given the resources we had, it was not a difficult thing for us to do. So yeah, so the reason we did, somebody else was doing it, great. Then we'd go and do something else, right? Yeah. But yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and that's great that you're able to offer that to the community at your own cost, because people need a lot of resources right now. Free, paid, you know, free is essential. You know, we see a lot of online courses being given away for free right now. A ton of digital content right now is free simply to help the different communities. And that, I think that's really important, because that helps collectively move us all forward, right? Because, you know, COVID will come and go. There will be a new normal after this. And, you know, we'll all hopefully go back to our businesses, and we will, you know, get back to our normal revenue streams and our normal incomes. But right now, it's less about the income and less about the revenue in some ways, and more about just helping the community. Yes, the stores, they need to have that revenue in the door, but you know, if you're able to help someone out by offering them something for free, then I think that's fantastic that you're able to do that. And I celebrate Mocool Apps for being able to offer this tech to the community, because if there ever was a time, that time is now. So yeah, kudos to you guys.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's absolutely, but it's a really small part compared to what other people are doing, right? Like, it's crazy to think that we live in a world now where our grocery people who work at the grocery stores, our nurses, these are the real superheroes, and these are the real heroes in this time. So what we're doing is just a very small part versus what other people are doing. However, there are going to be a lot more people now that are laid off, so they will try to get online, and they'll try to search stores, right? And they do need this kind of stuff that may help them accelerate.
So if I'm a store owner and I'm interested in your plugins that you have, I just go to the Shopify website. I just log in and go to the plugin section and I browse for Mocool apps and I'll see all your goodies.
Yeah. So you can go to two places. You can go to apps.shopify.com, which is the app store for Shopify apps, or you can go to mocoolapps.com, mokoolapps.com as well. So, and right from mocoolapps.com, you can get a link right to our Shopify apps.
Okay, cool. And what we'll do is we'll put all those links in the blog post so people can click on it from there to easily get to the Shopify app store. That's really, really cool. So now pivoting just a little bit. I know back in 2012, you guys launched this crazy app and it was bananas, this app. You want to just tell us, give it a minute or two and tell us about, you know, that crazy first app of yours.
You are really old school here. And yeah, it is a crazy story. It's a great business story as well, because we ended up having an app called Monkey Jump, right? And we tried to get this app perfect. We tried to get everything out there for it. And what happened, I came across this programmer who I was going to get to work on it, but I wanted a full-time guy. And he was working full-time. So he said, well, I can work part-time. He seemed like a smart guy. So we actually took some assets from that app and created another app, like kind of like we're doing the Shop app. It's just like a small app. At that time, it was just like, okay, let's just do a test app and throw it to the market. Mm-hmm. And that was Go Bananas. And long story short, we released Go Bananas out there, put the app together. And to date, I still don't understand. There it is. To date, I still don't understand what the big deal of it, because I think it's a pretty boring app. Yeah. But apparently, and this was before there were all these hyper casual games, right?
Yeah.
So it's just a very simple, very boring game, but we got like 4,000 installs on day one. So we ended up actually building up the app. We sold the app. We got a royalty deal at McDonald's with the app. So it actually built into something pretty big out of something that was just supposed to be a test project out there. So yeah, it was definitely a huge success for us.
That's funny. So yeah, and you started this app based on like the core concept of another app. And then this app like totally took off. And you're right, it's a very simple app. But I remember playing this and it was so addictive. It was a ton of fun to play this game. And like, it was your first one. So the fact that you did that is just, it was totally bananas. It was nuts.
Yeah, it was. And it's amazing to think since 2012, like we were doing hyper casual games before there were hyper casual games. Now they have all these like silly little games. I don't want to say silly, but you know what I mean? Like all these little small games where you just click and they're very small gameplay, right? Yeah. And back then, like, we didn't know if we were onto something. I remember you and I actually had a conversation back in 2014-15, and I kind of had two paths to choose. Was, do we build a really big game where we could try to build a brand around a really big game, or do we just build a lot more of these smaller games? And I'm like, you know what? I want to build the bigger game and build that for the long term. Unfortunately, that took a long time. It didn't work out the way that I wanted to work. So maybe in hindsight, actually building more apps like that would have actually been a better path to go on. I remember I was talking to you about, which way should I go, right? And back in like 2015, maybe that was.
Wait, it wasn't my bad advice that steered you off course, right? It had nothing to do with me, right?
I remember you told me that I should go for the hyper-casual games, right? So the fact that I didn't listen to you back then may have had something to do with it. I don't know, right? So you were actually right. It would have been better to go. And then after that, hyper-casual games just took off. So.
Yeah. No, it's definitely been a fun ride. It's really interesting to see you pivot into Shopify apps, I think. That's a great space for app developers to be in right now. I can see a lot of the potential there. If you're an app developer out there, definitely check out the Shopify App Store and all the development tools available to help you create these apps, because this is literally like where the iOS space was in 2012 and earlier. It's early in the game. And as we've seen with Mocool and Mocool apps, they pivoted really, really nicely into this space. And looking forward to hearing, you know, more of your success stories going forward. So if you're watching this video anywhere else but on our website, head on over to there. It's dux.city, that's dux.city. And then click on the blog link. We'll have Mocool app blog post there for you to view. And yeah, Mocool will put your links to the Shopify app store there so people can click on those, check it out, download it, integrate it into their Shopify website. We'll also put links to the Mocool app website so you can keep connected with them as they continue to create all this goodness going forward. So again, my name is Jason from Dukes, your local city guide with Mocool from Mocool Apps. Mocool, thanks a lot for being on the call today.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
My pleasure. And yeah, so everyone, keep the goodness flowing. Keep supporting local. Keep supporting local. We will get through this all. We will see the other side. Until then, take care.